Charlas de la Noche. Palabras con imagen. El análisis de los acontecimientos que influyen en nuestra vida con el periodista Francisco Durán Rosillo.
Frank Durán Rosillo te saluda y los saluda a todos ustedes, su amiga María Celeste Arraraz, para invitarlos a que se suscriban a mi canal de YouTube, María Celeste Arraraz, tal como mi nombre, donde les informo todas las semanas sobre entrevistas que tienen un tema que ayuda a mejorarnos como personas y de paso son interesantes. Las pueden encontrar en mi canal de YouTube, así que los espero. Y se suscriben gratis.
Hi there. With all my respect, I would like to focus this message to the relatives, family, and everybody who respect the most notorious gentleman in Georgia. Coca-Cola does not put Atlanta on the map. Turner Broadcasting System does not put Atlanta on the worldwide map. UPS, many corporations, no. There is only one person, Nobel Award, PhD, pastor, Baptist pastor, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who deserves my highest respect, due thanks to his legacy, we, Mexican Americans, minorities, Native Americans, we can live in peace in the state of Georgia. I recently was informed that the Mexican administration of the President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is inviting to the family of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King to the celebrations of the Mexican Independence Day. I feel so proud. You really deserve and be honored with this invitation because you kept the life legacy of your father. But let me ask you a big favor, because your actions, your legacy transpire that you are keeping all the memories of your father to keep the change on this country. Avoid discrimination, change peacefully the United States of America and the world. And unfortunately, for your information, the Mexican government is right now the most corrupt government in the world, where the drug cartels sunk in blood the Mexican territory. They kill people without mercy. They kill and murder people without check anything. And the Mexican justice doesn't exist. Why? Because Andrés Manuel López Obrador and the National General Attorney, Gertz Manero, and the Mexican Army, Salvador Cienfuegos, and the other Moped, gave to the drug cartels all the power to decide what to do in the course of Mexico. There is no justice in Mexico. There is no peace in Mexico. corruption of the current government rules everything. And you live here in Atlanta, few miles away from this wonderful skyline of these beautiful parks in Georgia. Well, let me tell you, if you check the news recently, Robert Murphy or Robert Ransom from the Drug Enforcement Administration did a story on WSB Channel 2, you can Google, and see how he declares that the five most prominent drug cartels from Mexico, held by the Russian mob, are sinking with opioids and fentanyls, not only the city of Atlanta, the state, and from here they expand their operations to Florida, New York, etc. At this point, they kill by overdose of that illegal distribution of drugs more than 100,000 young American adults. Please, if you go to Mexico, let me ask you, give this message. Tell Andrés Manuel López Obrador, don't use the good name of your father to make dirty politics that he is taking all over the country and he is expanding with his partners, the dictators of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. I know, because I know your good legacy. Martin Luther King Jr., you are in command of your family, your sisters and brothers, your grandchildren, who already participate. Very nice last ceremony on the statue of Dr. King in Washington, giving a great, great message to America. Please, you are the most honorable spokespeople of the Mexicans. Ask the Mexican president, stop his corruption, stop the violence, stop the drugs China is sending over the United States to kill young people. You can see the high average of African Americans that unfortunately are victims of that drugs. Young, notorious people, good students, good families, that by accident they fall in the hands of the drug cartels that sells these drugs as a pain medication. And young adults consume without know, they are poisoning and creating an addiction that takes them to death. Dr. Martin Luther King, always, not only on the memorable speech of the Washington Mall, I have a dream, not only from there. Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy goes beyond and is here on my heart and is what motivates me to record this message to you. I am a journalist by profession. I worked more than 14 years in Turner Broadcasting System. I work also in channels of Fox Television International. I used to work also in Cox Media and very prominent Mexican newspapers and Mexican television. So, I know what I am talking about. I understand the complexity of the problem. And I am desperate, looking for help to tell this criminal we have in the National Palace of Mexico, don't kill more Americans and don't kill more Mexicans, and drugs are making our national relationship that we used to have years ago, converting that border in a border of crime, in a river of blood, where thousands of innocent lives are lost just because the drug cartels, smugglers, obligate good people who is thirsty of work to bring food to their table, to carry bags, backpacks with drugs that are killing thousands of Americans. I believe you are the best people who can carry this message and say to this criminal that is unfortunately manipulating all the laws in Mexico that he is wrong. And if he does the crime, he must do the time. As Ms. Ann Milgram, director of the DEA in Washington, says, politicians who cover under the government are in help cartels and receive money from drug cartels are going to pay the time. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, president of Mexico, is the main drug lord in the world and is killing thousands of Americans every day. Let me simplify in Spanish this message because I have some people who listen to me in Spotify and 49 platforms, Vimeo and YouTube. Amigos mexicanos, recién me entero de que Andrés Manuel López Obrador va a invitar a los hijos del reverendo Dr. Martin Luther King, ganador del Premio Nobel de la Paz, quien puso a la ciudad de Atlanta en el mapa, porque no fue Coca-Cola, no fue CNN, no fueron los corporativos que hay en esta ciudad, fue el legado del Dr. Martin Luther King, el que puso a la ciudad de Atlanta en un nivel importante. Y este prominente hombre educó a sus hijos de manera tal que siguen llevando el legado y toda la buena voluntad de su padre al mundo. Y les pido que si van a México a raíz de esta invitación, le digan al presidente que detenga y pare todos sus manipuleos criminales de liberar delincuentes de los carteles, de apoyar el tráfico de drogas, de la corrupción y muerte tan alta que los mexicanos estamos pagando y que ya, desafortunadamente, está pagando facturas con vidas de inocentes en los Estados Unidos. Muchas gracias. Dios bendiga a México, Dios bendiga a los Estados Unidos, Dios bendiga a la familia del reverendo doctor Martin Luther.
Frank Durán Rosillo te saluda y los saluda a todos ustedes, su amiga María Celeste Arraraz, para invitarlos a que se suscriban a mi canal de YouTube, María Celeste Arraraz, tal como mi nombre, donde les informo todas las semanas sobre entrevistas que tienen un tema que ayuda a mejorarnos como personas y de paso son interesantes. Las pueden encontrar en mi canal de YouTube, así que los espero. y se suscriben gratis.
Escuchaste el análisis de la noticia, transparente como el agua, con el periodista Francisco Durán Rosillo.